From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi on Tuesday outlined three instructions from President Joko Widodo on the handling of the Sriwijaya Air Flight SJ182 crash. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Minister Sumadi at a press conference on Tuesday stated during the meeting, President Joko Widodo gave instruction on the following accelerated steps. President Joko Widodo has ordered the rescuers find the black box, retrieve the victims' bodies and the wreckage from the plane as quickly as possible. The minister confirmed the FDR or flight data recorder has been found. President Widodo has also asked that insurance and compensation will be immediately released to the victims' family. In addition, he has directed that the cause of the accident be immediately identified and used as a lesson to improve national aviation performance. A team of divers from the Indonesian Navy retrieved one black box of the Sriwijaya Air Flight SJ182 near Lucky Pulau Lancang, Kepulauan Seribu, Jakarta, around 4:20 p.m. Western Indonesia Standard Time on Tuesday. The black box was immediately handed over to the National Transportation Safety Commission, KNKT, which will download and investigate its data to identify the cause of the accident. Monthly retail sales grew better in November 2020, supported by most goods groups. Apparent from the month's real sales index, or IPR, that grew by 1.2% month-to-month, from minus 5.3% month-to-month in October 2020. As reported by Antaranus Agency Executive Director of the Communication Department of Bank Indonesia, Erwin Haryono, stated in Jakarta on Tuesday, that positive growth was clocked in most groups of goods, such as sales of clothing, fuel for motor vehicle, and spare parts and accessories. Annually, the retail sales performance contracted in November 2020 with an IPR growth of minus 16.3% year-on-year, slightly deeper than minus 14.9% year-on-year in the previous month, chiefly swayed by the equipment group of information and communication, as well as other household equipment. Haryono noted that the monthly retail sales performance is projected to increase in December 2020. The IPR for December 2020 is forecast to grow by 2.9% month-to-month, driven by increased public demand during the Christmas and New Year 2021. Indonesia Toll Road Authority BPJT announced that Indonesia added 258 kilometers of toll roads in 2020, short after the government's target as the country strove to continue infrastructure development in the middle of the COVID-19 outbreak. As reported by JakartaPost.com on Tuesday, BPJT data published on Friday show that with the latest addition, the country's toll road at the end of 2020 stretch a combined 2,346 kilometers, which compares to 2,088 kilometers in December 2019. The longest toll road operating in 2020 was the 131.69 kilometers long Pekanbaru Dumai Road in Riau. Most of the new roads are in Java and Sumatra, the country's two most populated islands, except for the 26.35 kilometers long Manado Danawudu section of the Manado Bitung Toll Road in Sulawesi. PPJT head Danang Parikasit explained the target market for the roads that the tendency abroad is that toll roads support freight vehicles. This enable better, faster services than non-toll roads. Well, moving on to the international news, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called for maximum military power and greater nuclear war deterrence. State news agency KCNA reported on Wednesday as a rare ruling party congress came to a close after 8 days of policy discussions. As reported by Reuters.com on Wednesday, the eight-party congress comes less than 2 weeks before U.S. President-elect Joe Biden takes office and amid a prolonged gridlock in talks aimed at ending the North's nuclear and missile programs in return for U.S. sanction relief. KCNA quoted Kim as saying at the conclusion of the Congress that North Korea must do everything it can to increase nuclear war deterrence even further as it builds the strongest military capability. Kim said last week he would expand military capabilities to better defend the country and called for placing state defense capabilities on a much higher level. People in central Spain are struggling as a deep freeze follows the weekend's heavy snow, leading the treacherous conditions. Officials have warned the elderly to stay at home. As quoted by BBC.com on Wednesday, at least 7 people have died due to the weather. The 2 latest victims were homeless people in Barcelona. The temperature plunged to minus 25 Celsius or minus 13 Fahrenheit in Molina de Aragon and Turriel in mountains east of Madrid, Spain's coldest night for at least 20 years. Deep snow left by Storm Filomena has turned to ice, disrupting transport. There has been an extraordinary quantity of snow and ice for Spain, where winters are usually quite mild. Molina de Aragon, where the coldest overnight temperature was recorded, is 197 kilometers or 122 miles northeast of Madrid. It lived up to its nickname, the Spanish Siberia. The Trump administration moved on Tuesday to accelerate vaccination of Americans against COVID-19, releasing the rest of the doses it had been keeping in reserves and recommending states immediately open inoculation to those aged 65 and over. As reported by Reuters.com on Wednesday, health officials at the state and federal level have scrambled in recent days to step up vaccination programs that had given shots to only 9.3 million Americans, as coronavirus infection remained at record high in many U.S. states 12 days into the new year. Many U.S. states had strict rules in place giving shots to healthcare workers and nursing home residents first, telling so-called non-essential workers they might have to wait months for their turn. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar stated his side has already distributed more vaccine than the country has healthcare workers and people in nursing homes. Uganda has blocked access to social media and messaging apps ahead of Thursday's hotly contested election. A letter seen by AFP and Reuters was sent to all telecoms firms by communication regulator ordering the immediate shutdown. As quoted by BBC.com on Wednesday, it comes a day after Facebook closed fake accounts it said were linked to the government, saying they were being used to boost the popularity of Post. The run-up to the election has been marred by tension and violence. President Yoweri Museveni is seeking his 6th elected terms in office after 35 years in power. The 76-year-old faces 10 challenges, most notably 38-year-old pop star-turned-politician Robert Kyagulanyi, known by his stage name Bobby Wine. The BBC patience at Wahire in the Ugandan capital, Kampala, says the campaign period has been dominated by social media as political parties have tried to reach the young, politically aware population. That was the news. Thank you. inauguration of Joe Biden as President of the United States next January 20th will receive tight guard and security. This is different from the same events in the past. The recent riots at the House of Representatives building, Capitol Hill, Washington, are expected to have an impact on the inauguration of the President of the United States. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, received information that there might be a protest at the inauguration ceremony, which is actually an important and sacred event. The FBI has warned of possible bigger protests from Donald Trump supporters. As reported, some of them had rioted when the Congress convened to determine the result of the United States election. The incident, which is a disgrace for a country that is considered the main upholder of democracy, has given a very bad image for Donald Trump, who lost the election. Apart from being widely criticized, Donald Trump is also threatened with being dismissed before his term of office expires through impeachment, initiated by legislators from the Democratic Party. If the proposal continues, then Donald Trump will be the only president of the United States to experience impeachment twice. Effort to dismiss Donald Trump as president just a few days before the inauguration of the new president were deemed necessary both by internal government circles, members of the Senate and Congress, especially from the Democratic Party. It is feared that Donald Trump will use his power to destabilize the president's inauguration. In a statement via his personal Twitter, Donald Trump confirmed that he would not be present at the inauguration ceremony for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, although it is not regulated in the law that the former president must attend. Donald Trump's absence will become a historical record. Previously, the former president and vice president of the United States were always present at the inauguration of their successors, which is a sacred event for the American nation. Donald Trump finally did have a very bad reputation as president of the United States at the end of his reign. The absence of a speech acknowledging Joe Biden's victory, the controversy he generated over the election result, and the public calls that prompted supporters to come to the Capitol did not only have an impact on him. The bad image of the U.S. as the largest democracy and the unfavorable atmosphere ahead of the transfer of power to the elected president will be an additional burden for the new president and vice president. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris must be able to reunite the people of the United States that are still divided. Meanwhile, this new government still has to concentrate on fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, which is getting worse. It must also restore foreign trust, both those who have been partners and opponents. That was commentary.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu. Maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou. 以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播，我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on January 13, 1930, when Mickey Mouse comic strip was released for the first time. Mickey Mouse is a mouse cartoon fiction figure who serves as an icon for the Walt Disney Company. This figure was created by Ub Iwerks in 1920s. Mickey Mouse is the first published Disney comic. This strip debuted on January 30, 1930 and ran until July 29, 1995. In 1931, Mickey Mouse strip was published in 16 newspapers in the US and in 20 other countries. Starting in 1940, Mickey Mouse strip was reprinted in the monthly comic book Walt Disney Comics and Stories. However, the Walt Disney Company set the birthday of Mickey Mouse on November 18, 1928, which was the date release of the Steamboat Willie, the first animated film of Mickey Mouse that used sound. Now we move to an event on January 13, 1993, when Chemical Weapons Convention was signed. Chemical Weapons Convention is an arms control treaty that outlaws the production, stockpiling, and use of chemical weapons. This convention was signed on January 13, 1993 in Paris, France, and administered by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. The Chemical Weapons Convention prohibits the large-scale use, development, production, stockpiling, and transfer of chemical weapons. Very limited production for research, medical, pharmaceutical, or protective purposes is still permitted. At first, 165 countries have signed this convention, and 65 of them have ratified it. Now the convention has been signed by 193 countries. We end today in history with an event on January 13, 2001 about San Miguel earthquake. On January 13, 2001, a 7.6 magnitude earthquake struck San Miguel, El Salvador. The earthquake left 944 people died, 5,565 people injured, and hundreds of thousands of houses and buildings destroyed. That was today in history. Katakan padanya selamanya.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Trade Ministry through Consumer Protection and Orderly Business Directorate General recorded 931 consumer complaints in 2020. This was lower compared to 2019 with 1,110 and in 2018 with 1,771 complaints. That was stated by Consumer Protection and Orderly Business Director General Ferry Anggriono through an official statement in Jakarta last Monday. From 931 complaints, the Trade Ministry had finished 863 cases, while 4 cases were rejected for not being an unconsumer issue. Some 64 cases were still in process. Very sad, the most complaints came from the e-commerce with 396 cases. That was caused by some factors such as the digital revolution, increasing activities at home, and incessant online shopping promotion. Also, the small-medium businesses were also going online by joining the online market or opening their own online shop. Very sad, the e-commerce complaints include flight ticket cancellation, product not matching the ads, products not received by consumers, broken goods, and unilateral cancellation by the business owner. In 2020, the Trade Ministry had solved 355 e-commerce cases. Some 41 cases are still in progress. The Trade Ministry had also given warning and revoked business licenses of some online sellers proven conducting fraud. Another case of consumer complaint becoming the highlight amid the pandemic in Indonesia was electric bill spike, and the Trade Ministry had solved it through clarification and mediation. Ferry Anggriono affirmed that the Trade Ministry always tried to protect Indonesian consumers. One important component of economic stability is maintaining people's consumption. Therefore, he said, it needs government support in creating consumer trust in doing transactions.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Aku masih punya kesempatan kedua, pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Ku sadar tak salah. Bahagia karena cintaku.
punya kesempatan kedua. Pasti akan kuhapuskan lukamu, menjagamu, memberimu segenap cinta.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, I'm going to invite you to visit Kuta Ginjang. A gentle breeze, cool air will welcome you to this tourism spot. One of the best spots to enjoy the beauty of Lake Toba is at Kuta Ginjang. Kuta Ginjang comes from Batak language. Kuta means village, and Ginjang means above. Kuta Ginjang offers views of Lake Toba from an altitude of 1,555 meters above sea level. Kuta Ginjang is located in Muara District, North Tapanuli Regency, North Sumatra, and is one of the tourism attractions to enjoy the view of Lake Toba. This place offers views that are as beautiful as other tourism spots such as Merek or Tomok Samosir. Since the first time you arrive, you will be immediately presented with a view that immediately shows the beauty of the vast Lake Toba. At Kuta Ginjang, you can also take photos with Lake Toba as the background. Besides enjoying the beauty of one location, you can also enjoy the view from a hang glider or a hanging kite. If you are brave enough, you can do this activity to see the beauty of Lake Toba and its surroundings while hovering over it. Along the way, you will see a beautiful pine forest. If you want to go to Kuta Ginjang, you are recommended when the sun is still visible. Because if it's too early, the fog will cover the entire panorama, so you cannot see the view. Likewise, in the afternoon, the fog will fall. If you are lucky, you can also see the beautiful sunset from the corner of Kuta Ginjang. Unfortunately, in the rainy season, this tourism spot is often covered with fog. Generally, the fogging time ranges from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. Afterwards, it will return to normal and the sun will shine again. Kuta Ginjang also provides binoculars that facilitate visitors to see some of the other tourism objects from Kuta Ginjang. To get to Huta Ginjang is very easy. You can directly rent a car at Sisingamaraja 12 Airport or Silangit Airport. The surrounding community provides car rental at various prices according to the selected tourism destination. If you go to Huta Ginjang, prepare 50,000 rupiah until 100,000 rupiah per person to rent a motor vehicle. For entrance tickets to Huta Ginjang, you also do not need to worry because entering Huta Ginjang is free of charge. As a tourism spot, Huta Ginjang also provides some facilities, from restaurants to souvenir sellers. No matter how beautiful your favorite tourism destination is, don't forget to keep implementing the safe health protocols. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Kau jatuh dari surga.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Jangan Menangis, which means don't cry. Stay tuned. Listen to this conversation about Jangan Menangis, which means don't cry, on the car-free day field. When Kevin is jogging, there is a crying kid. Kevin asks why he cries.
Hai, Dek. Kenapa kamu menangis?
Balonku pecah, Kak.
Kenapa bisa pecah?
Balonnya terbawa angin, kemudian pecah.
Sudah, jangan nangis ya, Dek.
Aku sudah tidak punya balon lagi.
Sudah. Di mana kamu membelinya?
Di sana.
Baiklah, tunggu aku di sini ya. Aku akan membelikan balon untukmu.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Hi Dick, which means hi kid. Kenapa kamu menangis? Kenapa kamu menangis? Which means why do you cry? Balonku pecah, which means my balloon burst. Kenapa bisa pecah? Kenapa bisa pecah? Which means, How come it burst? Jangan menangis, which means don't cry. Di mana kamu membelinya? Di mana kamu membelinya? Which means where did you buy it? Di sana, which means there. Tunggu aku di sini. Tunggu aku di sini, which means wait for me here. In the dialogue, there is an expression, jangan menangis, which means don't cry. The word jangan, jangan, which means do not or don't, is an expression of prohibition. The word jangan is always followed by verb. The word jangan is used to prohibit someone to do an activity. For example, jangan memakan makanan ini. Jangan memakan makanan ini, which means don't eat this food. Dani, kamu jangan tidur di kelas. Dani, kamu jangan tidur di kelas, which means Dani, do not sleep in class. Besides jangan, another word to express prohibition is dilarang. Dilarang, which means no. And tidak boleh. Tidak boleh, which means cannot. The two words have the same function as the word jangan, namely to prohibit someone to do an activity. For example, Ardi di tempat ini dilarang buang sampah sembarangan. Ardi di tempat ini dilarang buang sampah sembarangan, which means Ardi, no littering in this place, please. Another example, Maya, kamu tidak boleh makan makanan ini, tidak baik untuk kesehatanmu. Maya, kamu tidak boleh makan makanan ini, tidak baik untuk kesehatanmu. Which means, Maya, you cannot eat this food. This is not good for your health. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Hai, Dek. Kenapa kamu menangis?
Balonku pecah, Kak.
Kenapa bisa pecah?
Balonnya terbawa angin, kemudian pecah.
Sudah, jangan nangis ya, Dek.
Aku sudah tidak punya balon lagi.
Sudah-sudah. Di mana kamu membelinya?
Di sana.
Baiklah, tunggu aku di sini ya. Aku akan membelikan balon untukmu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you next time with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Kau dan aku tercipta oleh
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I'm Rahma would like to present a song entitled Buka Pintu. Buka Pintu is one of quite famous songs from Maluku. Many people try to cover the song Buka Pintu on YouTube. The song Buka Pintu is also often sung as a children's song. The song Buka Pintu tells about someone who tries to run from a dog and take shelter from the rain. Unfortunately, the door is closed tightly. The woman inside the house does not answer or open the door, though he has called her out. Another interpretation of the song Buka Pintu is a man's effort to meet a woman that he likes. He tells various reasons so he can meet her. But unfortunately, the woman does not want to open her heart. Well, listener, here is the song Buka Pintu by Aditya Sofyan. Happy listening!
Buka pintu, beta mau masuki. Suyola nona beta adalah di muka ini. Beta panggil tidak menyaut, buka pintu juga tidak mau. Suyola nona beta mau masuki. Buka pintu, beta mau masuki. Suyola nona beta adalah di muka ada anjing gonggo petai, ada hujan basah petai. Siola nona beta mau masuki.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.